What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, we look at legal aid in court under the duty counsel system. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Glad you could join us. Legal aid is regarded as central to providing access to justice by ensuring equality before the law, the right to counsel, and the right to a fair trial. If you are charged with a criminal offense, you are entitled to representation by an attorney up until the conclusion of a matter in the criminal court. At this stage, you will be required to apply for assistance to obtain legal representation. An attorney will be assigned to your case to prepare it before trial and to represent you at trial. There are several points of access to apply for legal aid in court.
For the attorney to be assigned in court, there's an application form which can be filled out at the legal aid counsel, any of the legal aid clinics, or at the court.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner. Any citizen can fill out the application on your behalf.
The person who has been implicated need not be the person who applies for legal aid. A mother, a family friend, a pastor, any citizen can come to any other points for legal aid, the clinics or the council, and complete the form on behalf of someone who is in custody.
You will qualify for legal aid if the court or any other person authorized by the Legal Aid Act decides that you are unable to afford legal representation.
There's a means test section which inquires as to the financial circumstances of the applicant. If it is shown by the means test that the applicant is in need of help, because a person may be working, but at the time trouble comes, you're without resources. So it's not a situation where you have to be destitute.
Please note that you may be asked to make a financial contribution.
If the person's circumstances are such that we think this person can only contribute $1,000 to their legal expenses, that will be it. There are some persons who are unemployed, who have come on hard times, you're facing the criminal justice system, then we might assess that your contribution be zero. A person in a better financial situation, the agreed contribution may be closer to the cost of paying the attorney that is assigned.
The only offenses for which legal aid is not given are those which fall under the Money Laundering and Dangerous Drug Acts.
The law states that money laundering and some drug offenses are not granted legal aid, and petty sessions matters. The recent legislative provisions, for example, the fraudulent transactions, special provisions, the reform of the law, what people refer to as the Scamming Act, we grant legal aid for those matters. The Act names two legislation for which legal aid must not be granted. So until the Act is amended, we restrict our exceptions to just those two. So we grant the legal aid to all other matters, regardless of the legislation. There's also the anti-gang legislation, and we grant assistance there also, because we have to be guided by the strictures of the legislation.
Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner. Persons seeking legal advice or in need of legal aid may contact the Legal Aid Clinic at 131 Tower Street, telephone 922-3761, or 42B Union Street, Montego Bay, telephone 952-2183. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.